Welcome to the City Point Church podcast. Thanks for joining us. Every day is an opportunity to take hold of. So we hope this message inspires you and builds your faith, that it helps you have more of a God perspective for your day. Enjoy.
And we've been worshiping, having a great time this morning. And your mind has just been thoughts like, is this real? Is God real? Is this just emotion? Who's that person yelling out? What's going on? And there's a sense inside of you that you know that you need your faith strengthened. If that's you, can you just boldly lift your hand where you are right now? Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we just pray in this place. There are some things, God, that hype, hearing from other people's testimonies, it just doesn't do. But Father, a touch from heaven will strengthen anybody. And Father, right now I just pray in Jesus' name that faith would fall upon every person today, and we speak that their faith would be strengthened right now by the name of Jesus. Doubt, we speak to you when we look at you and we cast you out. You have no hold over these sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. You are a God of liberty and of power and of deliverance. And at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and tongue will confess. And so we pray today that faith would rise up and take its place in these people's lives. Father, there's things in some of these people's lives today that have their hands up from their past that has tainted their faith. But Father, it's actually deception from the enemy, and we break its power right now. Devil, where you've laughed for a while, today's your last, because there is joy in the name of Jesus. If you receive that, just say amen. Amen. Hey, we're going to have a great morning this morning. It's already a great morning. Who loves worshiping like this? Unrestricted worshiping. We're going to have a great morning. We're going to have some amazing miracles today. God's already working. He's preparing. If you've come specifically today to receive a miracle, could you just lift your hand boldly so I can see? There's heaps of people everywhere. You're going to receive miracles here in this place today. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to speak to a couple of things that God's prompted already in my heart during the week. Then at the end of the service, we're going to open up the altar. I'm going to ask for anyone that wants healing that I haven't already mentioned to come forward. And we're going to have oil, and you'll be able to take the oil. And due to COVID, you can place that on yourself. We want to keep to the government restrictions that's placed upon the church. But God spoke to me this week. There's someone here this morning, and the only word you could use to describe yourself is broken. And I want to read two scriptures, and I want to wash the word of God over you this morning. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And Psalms 147 says, "He heals the brokenhearted." And listen, He binds up their wounds. I want you to know today that even right now in the presence of God, He's doing a miracle in your life. He's healing the broken heart and all the wounds in your life. You need to know He's binding them right now. I can see like a bandage going around. And as that bandage goes around, that thing is separated from you. That hurt, that brokenness is separated from your life. And that package and that binding is just cast aside, and you are free and liberated, and that thing goes where it belongs. If that's you this morning, could I just ask you to boldly lift your hand? See your hand there, sir? Yep, see your hands. And I thought there was just one. See your hands. Just lift your hands. Jesus is the healer this morning. Lift your hands to Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your word, and it's true and it's faithful and never returns void. So this morning, we declare these people are set free. Broken is not their identity. Jesus Christ is their identity. Father, right now, never again will they have those thoughts that come from the pit of hell. Never again, in Jesus' name. Father, their minds are renewed by the word of God, which is true and faithful, and says that you are a son, you are a daughter, you are liberated, you are set free, no longer bound, but a child of freedom and liberty, in Jesus' name. Father, these things in their world, every single one, I can see you right now, and I cast you out. Cast you out. Freedom in their minds right now, in Jesus' name. And if you agree with me, you said, amen. Amen. There's another one. And I don't have too much to go with it because I can't fulfill what it is, but I know this person will be able to. And I feel like you're drowning. You're literally... When God gave this to me, I personally was struggling to breathe. So it's like a gasping of air, and I'm not sure if this is a literal, like there's a lung issue, or if this is a spiritual issue and you're spiritually drowning. But whoever you know who you are, could you just boldly lift your hand right now so I can see who I'm praying with? See your hands there. Is there someone else? I see your hand there. See yours there. Could you just tell me, sir, is it actually your lungs or is it a spiritual thing? Spiritual. Over here, is it lungs? Spiritual. Spiritual. Down the front? Spiritual. Zach, do you feel like it's your lungs or spiritual? Spiritual, yep. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we break the power of infirmity over this place. And Father, we break the stronghold in these people's lives. Father, your word says that you are our oxygen. Holy Spirit, in the book of Genesis, when you came and hovered over the earth, you literally gave life to Adam, Lord God. You gave life and you said literally, you are our oxygen, you are our breath, and you breathe life into humanity. I speak right now in Jesus' name that life and breath would be theirs in Jesus' mighty name. Enemy, where you come and you bind and you restrict in the spirit, we command you to flee by the power of Jesus Christ, who says that we are set free in his name. We are set free in his name. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your breath. For your breath. Right now, just to those people that lifted their hand, do you actually feel or sense a difference right now? If that's you, could you just lift your hand again? Zach, I see your hand. I see your hand. Could you just come up? Just up to here. What difference do you feel right now?
I feel that I have passed. I am healed. I will make sure I love my partner unconditionally.
Let me pray.
Father, thank you for Blake. and that darkness that has been up to here, restricting, is broken when he gave his life to you, Jesus. And from this day forward, I pray that no fear of the past would be able to come to his mind, that he would be strengthened in the light of Jesus. You are an overcomer, born again, and healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Good on. Let's put our hands together, give Jesus glory. You know, when the Holy Spirit comes, there is massive power, amazing supernatural power. And in the Bible, there's a story of Samson. This is Old Testament. You know, it's his birthday today, where he came for all of humanity, which means you and I have the Spirit of God in us right now. But by no means was that when the Holy Spirit started to do his work on this planet Earth. And when the Holy Spirit and the holy power of God came upon Samson, you know, when I read this story in the Bible, I have to remind myself that this isn't a Marvel movie. This isn't DC. This is real life stuff. And they just copy what God has already done. And supernatural power would come over him. And here's the thing, is Samson did many, many wrong things. Many wrong things. If you study a bit of Hebrew and you read it through, some of the stuff he did was culturally Hebraically wrong completely. You know, he was anointed and called by God, and you are too. And the things you've ever done in your life doesn't restrict that the power of God wants to move through and in your life. And it doesn't mean anything you've ever done does not mean that the Spirit of God is not dwelling or living in you. But the reality is, you are human beings. We are humans. And so we have a human life and a spiritual life, and the objective is more spirit than humanity. And when Jesus comes again, that will happen. Judges 14 says, now, to his surprise, when they were in the upper room, they knew the promise from Jesus that the Spirit of God would come in the book of Acts, Pentecost. But they had no idea what Jesus meant, to their surprise. To your surprise. It says, a young lion came roaring against Samson, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And he tore the lion apart as one will tear apart a young goat. And though he had nothing in his hands, but he did not tell his father or mother what he'd done. You know, later in the story, he also killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey when the Spirit of God comes upon us. See, the power of God is beyond our understanding. And I know how the enemy works. I've been in these meetings for 40 years of my life. And I've sat out there when a pastor's been up here and people are getting healed. I know how the enemy, nothing new. Many people have seen and already heard a testimony, words of knowledge coming. The power of God's in this place. And the enemy's trying to come in, and some people are just going, yeah, but how do we know it's really real? Like, we can't actually see that healing. But there's three types of healing. There's physical healing. So if you've got an ulcer or appendix, I've had my appendix healed. They were about to burst, and my pastor prayed for me and completely healed before I even got to work. There's spiritual healings, and there's mental healings of the mind, the spirit man. God wants to do all those today. in the end of the story with Samson, Samson did some terrible stuff. So much that God withdrew his strength and his power, his spirit from Samson. Right at the end of the story, remember, Samson was born with a purpose. The purpose doesn't change and shift for us just because we live a day or two not honoring God or doing the right thing. You're called by God. His word won't return void. You're always called by God. And in the end, Samson repented, called out to God. And that was the moment where God fulfilled his calling on Samson's life. And the Bible says, like he man, that he put his arms on the pillars of the temple of Dagon, which was the common god in those days. And he pushed, and the Holy Spirit came on him, and he pushed down those pillars that held up that whole temple. The whole temple fell. And all that worshipped other gods fell with it. Because he is the Lord God Almighty, amen. And he will not be mocked. 50 days after Jesus died and was crucified and rose again, 50 means Pentecost. Pentecost means 50, if you didn't know. The Holy Spirit came in the upper room. And believers now all have the miracle working Spirit of God inside of us, through us, and on us. All of us, you too. And the Holy Spirit's healing power is here with us today. You believe that, church? When Jesus was healing, the Bible says in Luke 6, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, and the power went out from him and healed them all. Let me tell you today, don't let the enemy bring doubt. God desires to heal all of us. In fact, his word says that he desires that all men would be whole. And that word whole doesn't just mean physically, it means mentally and spiritually, that we would be whole in our whole life.